Hello and welcome to Mind Decoder, your one-stop trip shop for all things psychedelic here on Waiheke Radio.
Introduced by me, Elle, each Thursday evening, where you'll find me playing a kaleidoscopic mix of psychedelic pop, rock, prog, and on this evening show, there'll also be a focus on your more avant-garde psychedelic experimentalists to keep you entertained for the next 2 hours. So, on tonight's show, you can expect to hear music by The Mesmerizing Eye, Friend Sound, White Noise, and 50 Foot Hose, as well as Love, Pink Floyd, The Left Bank, Melodies, Echo Chamber, and Auckland's very own House of Nimrod, to name just 9 of the acts I've got lined up for you in a pretty far out and gone show. And I feel this is worth saying up front, I'm indebted to a fellow who goes by the name of
Marky Funk,
whose tripped out mix, Go Ask Alice, A Tale of Psychedelia,
I've shamelessly plundered throughout the show. And if you check out the podcast for this week's Mind Decoder at waikiradio.org.nz, I'll provide you with a link to a YouTube where you can check out the mind-bending video that accompanies his mix.
It appears to be the future and something that I must look into at some point. Anyway, that being said,
welcome to my little radio show for heads. It's a continuous mix, but I will return halfway through
the show to keep you up to date with what you heard so far and to remind you to check out that podcast,
because it's accompanied with a very fine track listing full of useful bits of information for you to enjoy.
But in the meantime, the show is about to begin, so relax, turn the lights down low and the sound up, light a joystick or two, take the phone off the hook, and that's how I make money.
This is Mind Decoder. Please enjoy your trip.
You are about to be involved in a most unusual motion picture experience. It deals fictionally with the hallucinogenic drug LSD.
Chapter 1, Down the Rabbit Hole.
Ladies and
gas pedal strapped to the floor.
ever come to an end? I wonder how many miles I've fallen by this time, she said aloud. I must be getting somewhere near the center of the earth.
If you haven't heard of LSD, you will. It's a safe bet that this drug will make headlines in this country, as it has for some years in America.
The trip begins in Basel, Switzerland, 1973, when chemist Albert Hoffman stumbles upon a formula by chemist Sandy Dole's lungs while searching for a drug to stimulate circulation of blood.
Oh, listening to Mind Decoder.
I wonder what I should be like then. And she tried to fancy what the flame of a candle looks like after the candle is blown out. And she could not remember ever having seen such a thing.
The black and green scarecrow, as everyone knows, stood with a bird on his hat and shore everywhere he didn't go. He stood in a field where barley grows. His head did no thinking, his arms didn't move, except when the wind cut up rough and mice ran around on the ground. He stood in a field where barley grows. The black and green scarecrow was sadder than me, but now he's resigned. He stood in a field where barley grows.
This is Mrs. Quinn, Jack. And only yesterday she was back on his new board.
You're listening to Mind Decoder.
Chapter 2, The Pool of Tears.
You are lost in the ocean of your dreams and what is real.
Curious and curious, cried Anna.
But the blue-green surface only covers what you feel.
He was so much surprised that for the moment she quite forgot how to speak good English.
And the lighthouse that you find casts a beam across your mind, and there's your home. But don't Don't you ever wonder, could you travel in the dark alone?
Now I'm opening up like the largest telescope that ever was.
You can sail by yourself, but you're never on your own.
Goodbye, feet.
You will search for the light in the way that you have known.
When she looked down at her feet, they seemed to be almost out of sight, never getting so far off.
And the lighthouse on the shore casts a beam into your door, and there's your home. But don't you ever wonder, could you travel in the dark alone?
Oh, my poor little feet. I wonder who will put on your shoes and stockings for you now, dears. I'm sure I shan't be able. I shall be a great deal too far off to trouble myself about you. You must manage the best way you can. Or perhaps they will walk the way I want to go. Let me see. I'll give them a new pair of boots every Christmas. And she went on to plan it for herself. Much will manage it. They must go by the carrier. And how funny it will seem sending presents to one's own feet. And how odd the directions will look. Alice's right foot in the spire, half run near the fender, with Alice's love. Oh dear, what nonsense I'm talking.
When your eyes start to think of all the things that can be seen, you can stare into the darkness and discover what I mean. And the lighthouse that you see casts a beam that shines on me, and there's your home. But don't you ever wonder, could you travel in the dark alone?
I wonder if I've been changed in the night. Let me think. Was I the same when I got up this morning?
It's hard to say just what I see when I look at you. What I look for isn't there. It's gone from you. Same. You're rearranged. I'm going insane. What you gonna do? If you're gonna stay, you better start acting like I told you to. You're rearranged. I'm going insane.
I must be changing the label. How doth the little crocodile improve his shining tail and pour the waters of the Nile on every golden scale? How cheerfully he seems to grin. how neatly spreads his claws and welcomes little fishes in with gently smiling jaws.
Hey, shadow in your eye! Starts climbing through the sky, and your desires run away. The fortune and the tone that summer can't be told, cause winter's supposed to be that way, yeah. Was not about the cause. You did as you wished anyway. And don't you be so sad. It turned out so bad. Since you got up the door, you go away. I listen to the baby, yeah. I'm alone, so alone today, yeah.
And he apparently absorbed some of the drug through his skin that day, because he began feeling lightheaded and sick, he thought. And so he went home, climbed into bed, and instead of getting flu-like symptoms, he had some rather extraordinary hallucinations.
Intrigued by drug symptoms, Hoffman decides to ingest the drug again the following Monday. He takes what he thinks is a small dose.
It's very small dose. First dose of my experiment size, and was then very strong.
Your dreams for now are gone, but they're not gone for long. Tomorrow they will reappear. Now don't you lose your head. Spend some time out of bed. I'll see you when I'm heading to the end.
He bicycled home, climbed into bed. His family was away at the time, so he had a lot of fear that he had perhaps damaged his mind. He lay in bed. At one point, his consciousness was up on the ceiling, looking down at what he took to be his dead body.
The office, like my chair, had most likely, if he was a living object, and moving from inside.
He survived the night. In the morning, rather than feeling hellish at all, he felt wonderful. He felt reborn. He went out in his garden. Everything was sparkling with life.
Table to measure herself by it, and found that, as nearly as she could guess, she was now about 2 feet high and was going on sneaking rapidly.
With fairies and things, got lots of gold pieces and diamonds and rings. Last night I had tea with the man in the moon, and Aladdin is coming to visit me soon. Played hide-and-go-seek with Snow White and the dwarves. I've been for a ride on the Lone Ranger's horse. Got a big golden coach with 6 horses to drive. But I'm not supposed to, cause I'm only 5. These all know me as Chief Sitting Bull. I knew Baba Black Sheep when he had no wool. Whatever you've done, I have done it before. And I'm just full of love for my mother-in-law.
Thank you.
Chapter 3, A Caucus Race and a Long Tail. First is marked up a race course in a sort of circle. The exact shape doesn't matter. And then all the party were placed along the course here and there. There was no 1, 2, 3 and away. But they began running when they liked and left off when they liked, so that it was not easy to know when the race was over.
Mind being quiet in there, so the man can't even hear a field band going.
No light on the stair, you just don't care. You better beware, or I might take a tumble. Stop being a slob, go ahead if you will.
The lesson's over. You're all dry.
And I'll give you a kiss.
I had a date with a pretty ballerina. Her hair so brilliant. And then she obliged me. Was I surprised? Yeah. Was I surprised? No, not at all. I called her yesterday, it should have been tomorrow. I could not keep the joy that was inside. I paid for her to tell me if she really loved me. Somewhere on mountain is moving. Afraid it's moving without me.
Taking too little,
you can resist it.
You're listening to Mind Decoder on Waiheke Radio. On Waiheke Radio. On Waiheke Radio. On Waiheke Radio. On Waiheke Radio.
A thought in my head, I think, of something to do. Expressions tell everything. I see one on you. Whoa, 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 whoa. My love, she comes in colors. You can tell her from the clothes she wears. When I was invisible, I needed no light. You saw right through me, you said. Was I out of sight? Whoa, 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 whoa. My love, she comes in colors. You can tell her from the clothes she wears. Whoa, 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 whoa. My love, she comes in colors. You can tell her from the clothes she wears. Whoa, 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 whoa. My love, she comes in colors. You can tell her from the clothes she wears. When I was in England town, the rain fell right down. I looked for you everywhere, till I'm not around. Whoa, 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 whoa. My love, she comes in colors. You can tell her from the clothes she wears.
Hi there, swinging homemakers. This is your kitchen guru. Loop on your love beads and we'll pass on a few hints from the grooviest cookbook ever. First, pick around in the shelves there until you find something with a picture on it. That's it. Now, pour it in a pot. Any old pot will do. Lay on an egg and a little moo and you're switched on. Now comes the magic moment. Stop and think. Have we got a secret ingredient? Ooh, have we? Just shake it in liberally, and you'll be surprised how much these Alice B. Toklas brownies can add a psychedelic aspect to any occasion.
Looks like a nice brownie, Harry.
Oh, these are really good. One more.
Oh, Harold, take me.
See what it can do, and you'll say along with us, I love you, Alice B. Toklas.
You should have told me what was in those brownies.
Thank Alice B. Toklas, Sarissa.
She turned my parents into junkies.
You bake up a few of these little old brownies for your place and just wait and watch the kind of changes it makes. These I Love You Alice B. Toklas brownies are the brownies that sent Peter Sellers off.
I am butterfly.
I know. It's demonic, isn't it?
Mind decoder.
Thank you. End of part one. Intermission.
Wasn't that a trip? That was the mesmerizing Eye and the whole of side one of their admittedly short album, Psychedelia, a musical light show released back in 1967 to cash in on the popularity of LSD amongst the youth of America.
And indeed a lot of the oldies as well. And if you check out wahikiradio.org.nz and click on the podcast section, I'll tell you a bit more about that album in the informative track listing I prepared for you there, because that's what you're going to get for now. Hi, you're listening to My Nakoda here on Waiheke Radio. Here on Waiheke.
My name's El, with you to 11 o'clock-ish, and that was part one of the show, and not a bad part one, if I do say so myself. And there's plenty more where that came from. But before we continue, let me just give you a quick rundown of what you've heard so far,
just in case there was anything there that particularly caught your fancy. We got part one started with a little known American rock band, Ars Nova, with an intense psychedelic reworking of Thus Spake Zarathustra from their debut album Ars Nova, released in 1968.
Followed that with another intense track, this time from Japanese rock band April Fool, and a track called The Lost Motherland, Part 1, from their debut album April Fool, released in 1969.
From there, I played Flight to Ashaya from Kaleidoscope, the lead single from their debut album, and indeed only album, I believe, Tangerine Dream from 1967.
Which is probably where Edgar Froese got the name for his band from, and not the other way around.
Which I followed with The Scarecrow from Pink Floyd's Piper at the Gates of Dawn, of course. Gandalf, Can You Travel in the Dark Alone, from their self-titled album released in 1969. Someone's Changing from the unlikely named Savage Resurrection, although given their fuzzed out guitar riffs, maybe it's not such a bad name after all.
That was from their only album, Another Eponymous Affair, released in 1968. Israeli band The Churchills with So Alone Today from their eponymously titled debut album. Seems to be a lot of them around in this evening show. That was released in 1969. And then a band who didn't even manage to get enough songs together to make an album, or indeed perform live, really, Auckland's very own House of Nimrod, who only had the four songs. Slightly Delic was released as a single in 1967, which, with the B-side, was two of them.
And once again, if you check out the podcast app, you'll find a full and informative track listing where I'll tell you all about them. I played White Noise, the first of this evening's more avant-garde acts.
Delia Derbyshire of White Noise made the original Doctor Who theme, of course, but everyone knows that. I played Here Comes the Fleas from their 1960 debut, and Electric Storm.
I followed that with Pretty Ballerina from The Left Bank. You may be more familiar with their other slightly more popular single, Walk Away Renee.
In fact, Pretty Ballerina was taken from their debut album, the intriguingly titled Walk Away Renee, Pretty Ballerina from 1967.
Also from 1967, I played She Comes in Colours from Love's second album, just in case you thought you were listening to a radio show entirely dedicated to debut albums, called Da Capo. Which brings us back to the mesmerising Eye with side one of Psychedelia, a musical light show, also from 1967. That seemed like a lot of information, so do check out the podcast if you missed anything. But now it's time to return to the music. So, fasten your seatbelt, because it begins with Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention and the return of the son of Monster Magnet.
All 11 minutes of it. This is Mind Decoder, and we're freaking out.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
End of intermission. Part 2.
Susie?
Yes?
Susie Cream Cheese?
Yes?
This is the voice of your conscience, baby. I just want to check one thing out with you. You don't mind, do you?
What?
Susie Cream Cheese, honey, what's got into ya?
Yeah, I'm America's wonderful. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. It really makes it.
Flashing.
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 Pick up on that. I'm a button.
Yeah, I mean, this is sad. It's a sad situation.
I'm a button.
Everybody could have a rhubarb pie. But there's this question about the quiet and the loud.
Mind. Mind. Mind.
The Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Chub-Chub bird and shark, the flukiest bandersnatch. The brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wave. All mimsy were the borogroves and the mome raths outgrabe. The jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Chub-Chub bird and shark, the flukiest bandersnatch. And as in offish thought he stood, the Jabberwock with eyes of flame came whiffling through the tulgey wood and burbled as it came. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Chub-Chub bird and shark, the flukiest bandersnatch. One, two, and through his vorpal blade went snick-snack. He left it dead, and with his head he came galumphing back. Galump, galump, galump. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Chub-Chub bird and shark, the flukiest bandersnatch.
About a 25-minute period where all your only job is to hang on. It builds. It's like watching an atomic explosion on the other side of 50 feet of absolutely clear crystal glass. And you can't believe this is happening, quote-unquote, in my mind. You have the feeling that everybody from Seattle to San Diego has just crawled under their desk and tore fast. But it's in your mind. And then there is the interaction with it, which moment to moment, you are pretty coherent, but you lose it. A lot of it does not transcribe into short-term memory. And then after about an hour or 40 minutes of that, it becomes more measurable, more memorable. The most mind-boggling parts of it are just not possible to bring out of it because language fails. Because English, there are no words. there are no words even close. I mean, sometimes you'll bring out an image or a metaphor, but out of 5 hours of tripping, you change half an open page. The metaphor is entirely engaged or
Mind decoder, decoder.
Mind decoder.
Mind decoder. Mind decoder.
Mind decoder.
Mind decoder.
Mind decoder.
Mind decoder.
I look at all you cats and kittens out there whipping and wailing and jumping up and down and sucking up all that juice and patting each other on the back and hipping each other. Who the greatest cat in the world is? Mr. Malenkoff, Mr. Kalenkoff, Mr. Eisenhower, Mr. Rusen, Mr. Weisenhuser, Mr. Woodhill, Mr. Beechhill, and Mr. Churchill, and all them hills gonna get you straight. If they can't get you straight, then no cat knows a cat is straight. But I'm gonna put a cat on you, cause the coolest, coolest, sweetest, whalingest, strongest, swingingest cat that ever stomped on this jumping green sphere, and to call this your cat, Dinesh.
The mother.
Habad tea, lots of tea, Indian tea, and biscuits.
Listening to Mind Decoder.
Bless the child who's got his own.
he's got his
thank you.
Mind.
You're listening to Mind Decoder. Coder.
Thank you. bells will be ring on your lawn. Don't you blame the man next door. It's not him. Flowers walk from place to place. Dark spot moves around your face. Objects vanish without trace. It's not you.
I'm the mole from the ministry, and you'll all bow down to me. I'm the mole in your potting shed. I'm the bad thoughts inside your head, and you won't catch me.
Yeah.
Well, that was just marvellous, wasn't it? The Dukes of Stratosphere, the psychedelic side project of XTC that became Better Than the Real Thing, with Mole from the Ministry, from their exceptionally fine album 25 O'Clock, released in 1986.
One of the quintessential psychedelic albums of all time. You're listening to Mind Decoder here on Waiheke Radio with me, L. And if you've just joined us, that was the last track on this evening's show. But contain your disappointment, because the show is available as a podcast from waihikiradio.org.nz. For those of you who are here for the whole show,
thank you. Here's a track listing for what I played in part two. Got things started with the hairy freakout, the return of the son of Monster Magnet from Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention's debut album Freak Out,
released in 1967. And that was followed by a bit filler, really, called Prairie Dog by the Formless Dreamer from a marvellous 45-minute trippy video I found on YouTube called Psychedelic Salvia, Trip Music 4, The Bread of God, which will, I think, get you high just watching it. I was tempted to play the whole thing, but if you check out the track listing that accompanies the podcast to this show, you'll find I've provided a link so you can see it for yourself, and you really ought to.
Next up, the highly experimental Friend Sound, an avant-garde side project put together by a couple of members of Paul Revere and the Raiders,
so they could get down with some cosmic jam sessions with friends. They only released the one album called Joyride in 1969, but it is very fine. I follow that with some classic English psychedelia from 1968, Jabberwock, from Boeing Duveen and the Beautiful Soup, Boeing Duveen in this instance being the stage name for Sam Hutt, who later remained himself Hank Wangford and became a country and western singer in the early 80s. After that, and mixed with some noise, I played an excerpt from Lord Buckley, the hipster saint and prophet of the far out, with the opening monologue from The Naz, from his album Lord Buckley in Concert, released posthumously in 1964, which I followed with a particular track by Melody's Echo Chamber, which was a bit unfair of me because singer Melody Prochet has a lovely voice, but I chose the one where the guitars provided by Tame Impala's Kevin Parker were turned up to 11 and played backwards. But for what it's worth, the track I played was called Is That What She Said? From Melody's Echo Chamber's debut album released last year. And it really is very, very fine. I just happened to think that was the track that fitted the show. It mixed extremely well into a cover of Billie Holiday's God Bless the Child by 50 Foot Hose, an avant-garde psychedelic group who like to play around with contemporary rock sounds and electronic instruments,
on their only debut album, Cauldron, released in 1968. I played two tracks from 70s Japanese prog rockers The Far East Family Band, although the ambient one was really there to set up the rockier one, but Entering,
that was the ambient one, and Times, the one that developed into an acid freakout, are both tracks to be found on the band's fourth album, Parallel World, released in 1976.
I played Once I Had a Sweetheart, the English folk traditional popularised by Pentangle, this version by Cheval Somber from a New York artist whose mum calls him Christopher Papora, from his terrific album Mad Love, released in 2012 and featuring the likes of MGMT and Sonic Boom as contributors.
And well, that finally brings us back to the Dukes of Stratosphere with Mole from the Ministry. Right, well, that's more or less it from me for the night. Don't forget, all that information is available at the podcast site at waihikiradio.org.nz, and you can also catch the show again on Monday evenings. But for now, I'm off to bed, where I shall snuggle down under my paisley bed sheets.
But I'll be back next week. Do join me then. My name's L. This was Mind Decoder. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Waikiki Radio.